and strives to rend the rafters, then flings itself despairingly upon the stones below, and passes, muttering, into the vaults. Anon, it comes up stealthily and creeps along the walls, seeming to read, in whispers, the inscriptions sacred to the dead. At some of these, it breaks out shrilly, as with laughter, and at others, moans and cries, as if it were lamenting. It has a ghostly sound, too, lingering within the altar, where it seems to chaunt, in its wild way, of wrong and murder done, and false gods worshipped, in defiance of the tables of the law, which look so fair and smooth, but are so flawed and broken. Ugh! Heaven preserve us, sitting snugly round the fire. It has an awful voice, that wind at midnight, singing in a church. But high up in the steeple, there the foul blast roars and whistles. High up in the steeple, where it is free to come and go through many an airy arch and loophole, and to twist and twine itself about the giddy stair, and twirl the groaning weathercock, and make the very tower shake and shiver. High up in the steeple, where the belfry is, and iron rails are ragged.